This morning, my talk is on the chapter from the philosophy of Ernest Holmes called Oneness, the Source of the Power. And I'm going to start where Reverend Maria ended last time with an excerpt from the final paragraphs of that chapter. Know that we are one with the eternal presence, divine spirit. We are one with all the love and beauty and peace and presence and power that there is in the universe. It is what we are. There is one life. That life is God. That life is our life. That life is perfect, infinite, and eternal peace. Ineffable beauty, stillness, silence, tranquility. And in this chapter, he spent quite a bit of time talking about the idea, the reality, the knowing that God is love, and moving beyond the idea to the belief, to the knowing, to the feeling that God is love. And I asked myself, what does this chapter inspire in me? And I began, as I always do, looking around to see what came to me. And the very first thing that came to me was a Rumi quote. And I just love Rumi, the Sufi poet from the 13th century, I think. And he said, step out of the circle of time and into the circle of love. And that gave me goosebumps. And I thought, okay, step out of the circle of time and into the circle of love. What does that mean? And recently, Abraham Hicks has been talking about we focus on the conditions of life and we look at what is and we vibrate there. But they keep saying we need to step outside the box into our imagination, into a greater reality. And so as I thought about the Rumi quote, step out of the circle of time and into the circle of love, it felt a little like either or. And I know for me that when I get the oneness, it's both and. And so I began to see that the circle of time is this, and the circle of love is as big as the universe. And so the circle of time exists within the circle of love. All of the love is right here in the circle of time, but we don't always perceive it. And finding our sense of how can we begin to perceive the love in what Mother Teresa called the distressing disguises, and come back to that place where we know that right here, right now, there is love. There is love and beauty and harmony and peace. And so, as always, I looked at my own books because that's the best knowing I have, is sharing what the beloved said about things. And so I wanted to talk about the love that is here in the time. And let's start there, and then we'll get more poetic and expansive and mystical as we go along. But in 2010, I started a chat with the beloved, and I said, a friend asked me why our chats end abruptly sometimes, beloved. It's usually because someone comes along, like Kathy joining me for breakfast, or this morning when Rosie and then Dusty each came by for some one-on-one petting time. I break for love. B-R-A-K-E. I break for love. The car stops there. And then I asked, beloved, should I make them wait while I finish courteously with you first? And beloved said, we are in you as you, stroking Rosie's face, scratching Dusty's little belly, and grinning at Kathy. There is no hierarchy in loving. It's not better for you to love us than to love them. That you are loving. Now that is worth talking about. They said, we love that you love being alive today. We love that you love your home and had a fun exchange of emails with your brother this morning. Again today, 14 years later too. We love that you love. The more you love, the more we show up and shine in the world. I said, I'm glad to carry your love, our love, more fully into the world. They said, we are so happy you made the connection from your love to our love. You, each of every one of us, are a precious and vital part of our love. Who you love, what you love, how you love is unique in all the world. The more of you who focus on love and choose love actually magnifies the love in action in the world. Our love is infinite and omnipresent. The rocks, water, and air vibrate with us easily. But most people don't perceive us until another person shares their love. We love that you are sharing our relationship with others through your writing. This makes our love more visible in the world. People want to love. Their hearts are longing to love. The more love each of you who is gently connected to infinite love can pump out into the world, the more the scale of human consciousness tips toward love. The more people love, the more love is recognizable and accessible to everyone. We don't care if people know us specifically. They can love football, sunsets, Sudoku puzzles, and lavender. As long as they are loving, we are evoked. I said, Dusty just reached out and laid her soft pink paw on my arm, B. I petted her some more and listened to her purr. That's you reaching out to me, B? They said, of course, C. Every time someone reaches out in love, that's us in action in the world. I said, I keep reaching to understand our oneness, B. I keep remembering that you say, omnipresence is a hoot. And B said, you keep thinking that you need to be here talking to us on the paper to be with us, but you are always with us from our perspective. The more conscious you are of loving, the more conscious you will be of our presence in your life. So then I saw a quote from Abraham. You are perceptual beings with different vantage points. And it does not matter how much information is given. You cannot see beyond the vibrational limits of where you are standing. You cannot live or see or experience outside your individual beliefs. So where you are in time is what you can see. That's what the perception is. Until you find ways to step more into the vibration of love, which changes your perception. And that's why I pulled out the map of human consciousness. David Hawkins created this map where They described human consciousness from the lower levels of shame and grief and fear into anger and courage, and then into neutrality, willingness and acceptance and reason, and then above that to love, unconditional love, peace, oneness, and enlightenment. Goes from 20 to 1,000 on his scale. And from 20 to 200, which is courage, the difference between catabolic states and anabolic states, people feel conflict of mind, heart, and body. And they experience an adrenaline-based metabolism. They live in fight or flight, where the first rule is run, and the second rule is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And people live in that filter of fear or filter of anger, and that's what they are able to perceive in their circle of time. And so finding ways to move beyond that is the whole purpose of Science of Mind. It's to remind us that there is that whole range of experiences and consciousness, that whole expansive feeling that expands into love. And acceptance of what is makes such a difference. I often tell people that when I judge what is as wrong, I break my own heart. There is in every moment of time the presence of God, the love and the light and the beauty. But we have to look for it. Mr. Rogers said, look at the tragedy and look for the helpers. Find the love there. And it's always there. I wrote about it once when Beloved said to me, think of war, what do you see? And I said, I can imagine a mother brushing her daughter's hair, or a surgeon sewing up a wound, or an elderly couple sitting praying together. I can imagine love even there. And that is coming into that place where we move beyond good and bad and right and wrong. Rumi said, beyond the judgments of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. And moving beyond the judgment and seeing that in the circle of time, where all the things we judge are, there is love. And focusing ourselves on the love, focusing on the love, that's what expands the love. It's focusing on the love. If we focus on the not love, law of attraction brings us more not love to look at. But if we focus on the love, we begin to find the love around every corner. And this morning, I took a walk right before I was getting ready. I needed to sort of increase my energy. I'd been sitting for too long. And I ran into one of the lovely Muslim men who moved into the neighborhood with the mosque that they put on Sugarland Road, really close to my house. And he had his little four-month-old puppy named Mimi, who was about this big and bouncy and white, and had on a lovely pink bow on her collar and a pink leash. And he was just so thrilled with this puppy, and this puppy was so excited to see me. The puppy was jumping up and down, wagging every part of the back of her body. And I said, can I say hello? And he said, oh yes. And I I got down lower and I petted Mimi and all of her adorableness. And I could feel the love. I was just gushing love and she was gushing love back. And it felt so good, so good. And I walked further, I passed them and walked further. And then I turned around to walk back toward home. And they were ahead of me. But Mimi kept looking back at me and wagging her tail and stretching out her whole leash. And then she would get jerked a little and run to catch up with him. And then she would turn around again and look at me. And I did catch up with them again. And she came running over to be petted again. And the willingness to love and be loved is so beautiful. It seems so easy to see sometimes in some places, but not so much everywhere. So we can look for the places where it's easy. And it takes courage to make the choice to move beyond the time into the love. But the courage that we choose to change the way we look at life is so valuable. And it requires a willingness to open to more. But more is ever available to us as we open to more. And as we move into courage and neutrality, willingness, acceptance, and reason, we feel increasing ease and coherence of mind, and we begin a new spurt of forebrain growth and development, which is really interesting. The chemistry of our body changes when we move into heart-based emotions. There's a foundation called HeartMath that studies heart-based emotions, kindness, caring, love, compassion, and the impact it has on the development of the brain, and which makes it easier and easier to access the love and the broader nature of life. And then when we get into love, we experience life as caring and respect for all life. And then we move into peace and reverence, ultimately bliss. So that's the map of human consciousness. And where we are on that map at any one time changes what we see in the circle of time. So the objective for me anyway is to move into the oneness as often as possible so that I'm seeing the love, I'm feeling the grace, I'm experiencing the joy more and more through moving around in the world. Joel Goldsmith said, if we know each other only as human beings, we are cheating ourselves of a tremendous delight. We are offspring of God, filled with love, the life and spirit of God. And this we must recognize. All the joys of spiritual being are embedded in us for sharing. That's why we're here on the earth. Cool. I am always glad when they tell me why I'm here on the earth. It's great to hear that. So I gave a talk on oneness a couple of years ago, and I always save the Word documents with pages of notes, and I listened to the talk because I had it recorded. But when I went to my computer to look for the notes that I had said in there, I hadn't used all my notes. I thought, oh, maybe there's good quotes I didn't use then I could use now. And I couldn't find it. And I was just startled because I have hundreds of talks in there. And I was frustrated and I thought, well, I would like to find it. And I looked at my bookcase and there was a stack a foot high of papers. And I picked up the stack of papers and I grabbed the middle of it and I moved it forward and there was the notes from that talk, which gave me goosebumps. We are ever guided. And sometimes we're in a place where we actually receive the guidance, and that's a good thing. So it's a blessing. But here's some of the things I found that I wanted to share with you. This is from the fourth Chatting with the Beloved book. I said, my mom taught me when I was a child that fresh flowers help make a gracious home. Thanks, Mom. Here's my fresh flowers today. And my mom said, you're welcome, Con. And I said, I always get a bit startled when all my dead friends are right here ever ready to talk to me. And B said, love is eternal. It never fades or goes away, although forms change significantly over time. I said, yes, I've been feeling a shift since we talked yesterday. I heard from a lady whose husband came home to you suddenly a couple of days ago. What should I tell her, B? B said, she needs you to listen right now. Listen and love her. Remember that he is right here with you both. As you anchor that knowing, anything you need to say will come to you easily. What do you remember right now about death? I said, I remember that you say that no one dies at the wrong time, that it's always a good day for someone to come home to you. I also remember that when Cliff died, I finally realized that to heal my heart that felt broken, I had to love him bigger. That unconditional love even transcends the need to have the other still in physical form. B said, that's our love you are feeling when your love can transcend time and space. Back to Rumi, out of the time and into that bigger love beyond time and space. As you draw your circle of love ever wider, no wonder that quote came. I love it when that happens. B said, our love is ever inclusive as you draw your circle of love ever wider. Love always expands to match the vessel you create. Love was already there. You just allowed yourself to perceive it more fully. At the same time, those who you love in non-physical are surrounding you with love and support as you come to terms with any change. The love is always there waiting for you, no matter where you end up as things change. You can depend on that. I said, we're back to omnipresence. And in your omnipresence, you just brought me around to the bigger topic I wanted to address today, that things are shifting. I want to know how to surf the wave of change with grace and ease. I think you just told me. Expect love everywhere through everything. Around every corner, love is waiting to surprise and delight me. I can trust that and expect it to be a fun ride because, after all, omnipresence is a hoot. And we laughed, as we always do. I said, is it that simple, B? They said, that elegant. And I said, simple and elegant, Einstein's criteria for truth. Simple and elegant. And the other quote that came to me through that I found in the big stack is a chat with the beloved called Loosing Kate. And it was written right when Kate was ready to make her transition. And almost everyone here knew Kate. She was my best friend for 17 years. And I cherish her still. Think about her all the time. I said to beloved, the idea of losing Kate so suddenly is shocking. I don't want to say goodbye to my friend. And B said, we suggest you loose Kate. You can never lose her. The love that you share is forever. In the same way you can talk to us and your mom, you can talk to Kate. Her eternal being is bright and expanded from the life known as Kate. She's been such a powerful source of love and inspiration for so many. I said, what would it be like to loose her? B said, remember Ernest Holmes saying, loose the boundaries of your sense of self and let in more spiritual territory. We want you to loose the boundaries of your sense of Kate and let in your awareness of the infinite and eternal nature of her being now. With Cliff, you used to say you were willing to learn to love big enough to transcend even physical life. That's truly unconditional love. Your beloved doesn't even have to have a physical body. The experience with Cliff helped set you up for our relationship. For we are also the beloved, unconditionally loved and loving, without a physical body. So is Kate. You are all a dynamic part of the infinite consciousness of love. You could see yourself as a mere drop in the bucket, and most of you do. But the true nature of your being is more like an infinite wave in the ocean of love, rather than a drop in the bucket. Your physical form is a beautiful bucket that you pick up and lay down with ease from your non-physical perspective. As we said, it's just life, 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 and life, and life, and life, and life, and life, and life, infinitely, intimately, exquisitely expressing love. I said, you're doing a good job writing down what we're saying. The infinity of love cannot be contained in a bucket of words either, but it can be expressed as a wave of love captured by a heart overflowing as vibrational resonance. Other hearts are feeling and answering your expanded allowing. Consciousness travels telepathically. In your writing these words, you are grounding our love in the human vibration more fully than without them. Everyone can choose to ground our love in the physical. Each one will discover a unique expression for themselves. Each one who makes the choice to open their hearts to divine love will make an enormous contribution, even if they never share a word of it with anyone else directly. You can't live in divine love without influencing others. The magic unfolds and continued. We are so blessed to witness the unfolding of love in any of your lives. We are thrilled beyond description to be the unfolding of love in your life. There is remarkable power and grace here. The power of source, oneness. That's what Science of Mind is all about. Reaching for that oneness, reaching for that love, focusing there, whatever's going on. In the moments of beauty and laughter and getting your hand licked by the baby puppy, and in the moments of tears and grief and sadness, there is so much love. There is so much love. So I invite you to just see that love in your circle of time and just imagine that your life, just as it is right now, is an expression of love that you can perceive at a higher level than you have previously. And I invite you to go and look for the love. I saw a video that Michael posted this morning of a manta ray, I think it was. And in the video, he said, "Look how he bends his wing so not to brush it against me." Look at the love. It's there if we remember to look. I always say, even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something going right from a broader perspective. And so what we're doing is enlarging our perspective to feel the oneness, to see the love, to live the love, to be the love. That's why we're here. That's all I got. Thank you.